Listener Production.
Hi, it's Dan Fleck here with your news briefing. Canberra's brokered a new deal to shore up gas supply and avoid a shortfall like that seen earlier this year. The agreement with East Coast exporters means the potential supply dramas for the domestic market in 2023 are now not expected to happen.
The revised heads of agreement has three main themes: price, transparency and accountability. Under this new heads of agreement, the key principle is that Australian gas customers will not pay more for their gas than international customers pay for uncontracted gas.
Resources Minister Madeleine King there. She's confident increased supply will mean lower prices. Another COVID vaccine's received provisional approval from the TGA for kids. Pfizer's jab has been given the go-ahead for children aged 6 months to 5 years. We're now waiting to hear from Atagi. AGL has this morning announced the early closure of Australia's largest single carbon polluting power plant. The energy giant will shut its Loy Yang A coal-fired power station in Victoria's Latrobe Valley in 2035. That's a decade earlier than previously announced. And 90s icon Coolio, who brought us hits like Gangster's Paradise, has died aged 59.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free. Listener.